Hello, Lauren.
Hey, Stella, how are you today?
I am wonderful. I am so blessed. We've been in a deep prayer over the last few weeks, and it's really working.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Praying more each day.
Yes.
We're very excited to launch our podcast, Edge Got In, 15-minute Bible studies on the go, and we're beginning today with some very powerful scriptures from Ephesians, and so we'd like to begin in prayer, and then we'll just jump right in for 15 minutes. The Holy Spirit, we're confident, will provide whatever needs to be shared on this specific podcast. This is our first official Edge God In versus Edging God Out podcast, so welcome to those people that are tuning in, and I would like to invite the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, please, you are welcome here. Fill this atmosphere. We ask that our thoughts, our words, ideas would be fueled and moved by you for the sake of the glory of God. Use us, Father God, and give us the grace to be able to edge you back in more today than yesterday. There are so many shiny objects that are clamoring for our attention, and we ask for your grace to pause, to slow down, to linger in this moment, and to listen to your word. We invite your insights, the wisdom that comes from the power of your word into our hearts, our words, our thoughts, our deeds, and our actions, so that we can simply reflect out of curiosity and ask ourselves, what can we take into our day and pull into the fabric of our life simply by pausing and reflecting on the power of your word and integrate into our day-to-day living. We pray for an attentive heart and one that is quick to hear and slow to speak, so that we would be able to grab the inspiration and the wisdom that you desire for us to take moving forward. Thank you for all of the listeners today. Pray for favor, blessing on their lives, and their ability to edge you more in today than yesterday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Beautiful prayer, Lauren, and we're just inviting everyone to go to our site, Edge God In, and just really take part in all of the things that we're doing, trying to bring God back in, and Jesus particularly. We can't go get to the Father without the Son, back into all the say and think. So today we're going to talk about Ephesians 4:29-5:2, and this is, I think, Lauren, very appropriate for the time we're living in now, and how our talk, what comes out of our mouth, is so important to be cautious of what we say and do.
Absolutely.
And God talks about that in his scripture in Ephesians 4:29. He says, do not let any unwholesomeness talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who are listening. And I think the first, you know, when you're talking about 4:29, that first part is so important, because we all can get into this chatter and listen in this stuff that's in our brain, you know, and things that are not wholesome talk. And we need to really control what we say. And unless it's benefiting anyone, why do we even talk about it?
That's so true. And you know, it reminds me of Proverbs 15:1 that says, a gentle answer deflects anger. Oh. Harsh words make tempers flare.
So true.
You know, my question to listeners today is, have you ever found yourself in the storm of ugly behavior that's fueled by thoughts and words that are below the line, that don't support the person you're committed to being? Really, our invitation, just even in the first verse here, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only that which is helpful, building others up according to their needs. The invitation today is to resist the urge to allow the bad behavior of another person to spin you out of good character, godly character. Particularly going into the holiday season, the Christmas season and Thanksgiving. Really, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control is our archway, make up the archway that we can pass through to enter that peace that passes all human understanding. When we master control over our urge to respond with a behavior that does not support the best version of who we are in Christ.
Yeah.
Our identity is in Christ.
It's so true, Lauren. And I invite, again, as Lauren just said, the listeners to try it. And whenever we think to go the other way, and it happens all the time because Satan is always putting things in front of us to anger us, to get to spin us out of control. But if we really just stop and think about, you know, what would God do, right? Mm. What would Jesus do in a situation like that? You know, I was just in watching the other day, I went to a children's movie. I went to see The Trolls with my grandkids, and they had these these bracelets that are hug bracelets. And I'm like, I want to create a bracelet that says, you know, hey, it lights up, right? The bracelet lights up and it's time for a hug. So I'd like to keep those bracelets light up and say, it's time to stop your chatter. It's time to stop anything that's
the control the time
official. So maybe the buzz would come up or the light would come up and say, all right, guys, it's time to stop it. Because we get spinned out of control. We can't control it sometimes. And we have to really realize that we're here to enrich people's lives. We're not here to promote any negativity. There's too much of that. We're here to do as Jesus would do in situations like that.
Absolutely. And it really requires abundant grace. Yes. The flesh is very weak and the spirit is willing. Mm-hmm. And grace is given. It's not deserved. Mm-hmm. It supports the practice of seeing people for who they desire to be rather than how their behavior shows up. Mm-hmm. It really requires that pause before responding when our emotions are flared. You know, it's interesting. I was reflecting on the fruits of the Spirit the other week. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Mm-hmm. Self-control is the caboose that literally allows and pushes through our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Mm-hmm. Without self-control or impulse control, and studies continue to show that the greatest leaders have mastered impulse control, meaning delayed gratification. The brain actually releases a chemical when we're in the state of a negative behavior, especially a strong one, like anger and frustration. And a chemical is actually released within the brain that excites the brain, and people become addicted to it. Right. So it's easier to lean into that addiction simply because it's kind of a misplaced stimulation that we have attached to power. When our true power as followers of Christ comes in that of humility. Mm-hmm. Humility, humility, humility. Not having to have the last word. Mm-hmm. Seeing people for who they desire to be rather than how their behavior shows up. And as we read in verse 31, getting rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice.
Right. You know, it's interesting you're talking about this whole self-awareness, self-reflection piece. And that's what I think does not happen when we get into that mold. The negative mode. We're not looking at how our emotional intelligence, a large part of that is how we respond to things, to a stimulus. Mm-hmm. Getting rid of bitter, take a step back and think about, why am I reacting this way? Is it really that person, or is it the bitterness and the rage and anger that I'm letting myself lose control of? You know, mm-hmm. or have, you know, is it something that I'm mad about that's causing me to react this way? I also, you know, God talks about, and in 32, verse 32, it talks about be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as Christ forgave you. And it's a simple thing, but it's hard here, right? Because we'll talk about forgiveness, and I think we have in some of our other podcasts, that when I forgive, I shouldn't expect someone to immediately react toward that forgiveness. But instead, I should be kind and compassionate no matter how they react, because that's my emotional intelligence kicking in and being who God would want me to be.
Mm. And again, the last attribute of the gifts of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, is the archway that allows kindness and compassion. It's truly, I invite listeners today to practice a simple prayer. Dear Lord, help me to see other people as you saw them when you hung on the cross. And you were able to say, forgive them, Father, they know not what they're doing. And that's basically what I mentioned before. The grace to be able to see other people for who they desire to be rather than how their behavior shows up. And it's the grace that we desire, right? When we're below the line, when we're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, sick, it's referred to as the halt in energy psychology. And to be able to have that same compassion that unleashes generous assumptions on other people's behavior. God is very generous in his assumptions. Oh, she didn't mean that. She's tired. Begin again. Begin again. And it's what he constantly offered people, like the woman caught in adultery, thrown and the people just seething around her, trying to catch Jesus. But also, can you imagine? The verse says they caught her in the act. So what do you think these people were doing? They were clamoring around, looking to catch someone doing something below the line. When without even any thought to perhaps what they were doing, which is what Jesus did when he said, he who is without sin cast the first stone. Now, he gave clarity to a place of confusion and also in the midst of that called her to higher ground. Go and sin no more. Begin again.
And I think what happens too is that in the course of a day, there are so many things that have happened to us or that are happening to us that we lose control. And I know a lot of the things, a lot of how we act has to do with situations that we're in. So sometimes people who react certain ways may be just suffering from the five stages of grief, right? Mm-hmm. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Sometimes they're in a grievous situation. It may be that was controlling your emotion. So the way you react to these people should be in compassion and kindness to try to understand where they're coming from. Mm. I liken this to one time I met a friend of my daughter's, and the reaction to a friend of my daughter's mother, the reaction to me was totally inappropriate. I mean, she kind of blew me off. But later on, I realized that she had had a serious incident that happened to her that time in her life and that day. And it wasn't toward me. It was toward the situation that was happening within her. So sometimes that compassion and that caring has to go beyond what happens at that instant. We have to be bigger than the situation and understand that they may be going through something, you know? So it's how we react is so important to living God's word.
Absolutely. And too often we spend more time living outside of ourselves than we do inside of ourselves, where greater is the one who lives within me
than the
circumstance. And this is an awareness that hits deeply inside our being when we face hardship, as we realize in those acute moments of being out of control or flared by the behavior of other people, that our greatest place of strength lies within our interior world in our relationship with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I remember this clear-minded awareness literally washed over me when I was told, as I went through advanced cancer, that my time was limited, right? Instantly, I had perspective, and it flipped me to a place of compassion and commitment to wanting to allow my behaviors, my words, my thoughts, my deeds, my actions to make God recognizable in any situation. We have that constant invitation to pray in the power of God. So I encourage listeners today, in light of what we're reading and our call to action, to be compassionate and kind toward one another and forgiving. This takes a profound grace. Ask for it. Dear God, grant me the grace to forgive quicker today than yesterday for the sake of making you recognizable in all things. I need the grace though. And the other little tip is simply put your hand over your mouth, turn and walk away. I can't tell you how many times I've done this in relationships I really care about. I will literally put my hand over my mouth, turn and walk away. When I feel something bubbling up that is coming from a place of ego, which is edging God out versus edging God in. And that unleashes our last two verses when we resist the impulse to respond with the same low energy of an unkind reaction from another human being. Yeah. We're called to higher ground, to be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and to live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Yes. Boy, when we can override ourselves, that is the biggest act of self-control. And I'll tell you, the ego does not go down quietly. It will scratch and claw and bite and make you feel very uncomfortable.
He says in verse 26, and we'll move a little bit further up, but he says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." So when we get in that mold, we're giving place to the Satan. He also talks about and be renewed in the spirit in your mind. So ask for that. When that happens, in addition to the technique of putting your hand over your mouth and walking away, say, "Lord, renew my mind, renew the spirit in my mind," and then walk away.
Romans 12:1.
Shut it off.
That's it. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes. Yes. And it requires that gift of the spirit that's often overlooked, self-control. But it's the caboose that literally pushes the others through our words, our pauses, our reflections, our intonations. It gives us the ability to not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths, but only what is helpful for building those around us up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whom you were sealed with for the day of redemption. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit of God? By living a life of bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, and every form of malice. This grieves the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is for us showing up and living a life of love. This is an invitation for all of us to pause and reflect, delete, reframe our responses so that we can, less of us, more of God, John the Baptist, more of you, God, less of me, because I don't trust myself. I'll often say, "Dear God, override me when I'm in animal planet moments, and I'm not going to make you recognizable. I give you permission to override me by your grace, to flip me into Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 2. Grant me the grace." It takes a grace, and it takes awareness and the pause as well.
Yeah. So we just ask, to everyone to just read those scriptures, Ephesians 4:29-5:2, and just let the compassion and the kindness of Christ come into your hearts. Take a time to pause when you're angry and you're bitter or you're enraged. Check your emotional intelligence and read on that. And we ask that you take this month and just try to practice using this. I wanted to remind you that we do have a website, Edge Got In. In that website, we have several areas where you can be a part of this movement. It talks about our Bible studies. We have PDFs available. We have the study guide. We have bloggers. Feel free to blog if you like. And we have the virtual Bible study. So please go in there, take these scriptures, work on it, and share with us. We'd love to hear from you. So let us end in prayer. Lauren, do you want to end in prayer?
Absolutely. That was well said. Edge God in rather than edging God out. Step up to the front lines more than ever. Sweet Jesus, we just thank you again for an opportunity to be able to reflect on your word and your wisdom. We pray for the grace to not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths, to allow only what is helpful to building up those people that you have entrusted to our care, that you have plans to prosper, not to harm, to give hope in a future. Grant us the grace to make generous assumptions on ourselves and those people around us so that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And we have the grace. We pray in the grace of self-control so that we can release and step away from reactive behaviors associated with bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, malice. Fill us with kindness and compassion. so that we can forgive from the heart and release and expand our ability to love a little more today than yesterday, so that we could be true imitators of you in this world, and we could live and step into and lean our entire personality into a life of love. We ask all of these things in your most precious name. We pray, have your way with us, dear God, in spite of ourselves. Amen.
Amen. So this podcast will be on our site, edge.in. Feel free to listen as much as you like. And thank you for joining us today.
God bless. Edge got in.
Bye.